to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, I'll be featuring the 1960s music of a pianist, composer, and bandleader who for the past five decades has quietly pursued one of the most interesting careers in jazz. It's Extension, Clare Fischer in the 1960s, coming up next on Nightlights. pianist Claire Fisher performing his arrangement of Bix Beiderbecke's Davenport Blues, accompanied by Ralph Pina on bass and Larry Bunker on drums, from the 1962 Pacific jazz album Surging Ahead. I'm featuring the music of Claire Fisher on this edition of Nightlights, a musician who's written for everyone from Dizzy Gillespie and George Shearing to Michael Jackson and Prince. Fisher, born in Michigan in 1928 and largely self-taught as a pianist in his teens because he couldn't afford lessons. In return for the free music theory lessons one instructor gave him, he orchestrated and copied music, giving him early arranging experience. Later, he spent much of the late 1940s and early 1950s studying piano and composition at Michigan State University. Fisher's influences are wide-ranging. The post-World War II bebop and progressive jazz of pianist Bud Powell and saxophonist Lee Konitz, the dissonance flavorings of classical composers such as Bartok and Shostakovich, the tonal colors of Duke Ellington, and the rhythms of Latin jazz and bossa nova. Though he's focused primarily on jazz throughout his career, in recent decades Fisher has written for pop artists such as Michael Jackson, Paul McCartney, and Prince, and he's delved into classical music as well. "I relate to everything," he said. "I'm not just jazz, Latin, or classical. I really am a fusion of all of those, not today's fusion, but my own fusion." Fisher broke into the jazz world in the late 1950s as a pianist and arranger for the Hi-Los, a vocal jazz group with a somewhat hipper reputation, then and now, than the Four Freshmen. I'll start off with one of his compositions and arrangements for the Hi-Los. We'll also hear a Fisher arrangement from a Duke Ellington tribute album that Dizzy Gillespie recorded in 1960, after Gillespie heard some charts that Fisher did for an unreleased album by trumpeter Donald Byrd. First, the Hi-Los with Claire Fisher on piano, doing Fisher's May 4th on Nightlights.
Diva Trivia.
Trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie performing Claire Fisher's arrangement of Billy Strayhorn's Upper Manhattan Medical Group from his album Portrait of Duke Ellington, recorded in 1960. Before that, the High Lows doing Fisher's composition and arrangement of May 4th from their 1958 album And All That Jazz, featuring some all-star West Coast jazz soloists, Bill Perkins on tenor sax, Herb Geller on alto, Bob Ennevoldsen on trombone, and Jack Sheldon on trumpet. Jazz pianist Herbie Hancock has cited Claire Fisher's writing for the High Lows as a major influence on his early harmonic concepts. A jazz pianist himself, in the early 1960s, Fisher recorded two trio albums for Pacific Jazz, one of them featuring a young bassist named Gary Peacock. Though critics liked the albums, Fisher was annoyed by their tendency to compare him to Bill Evans. The harmonics in his playing are indeed reminiscent of Evans at times, and Fisher expressed great enthusiasm for the pianist in a 1962 Downbeat blindfold test. But the grooves that he and Peacock and drummer Gene Stone found on Fisher's piano debut, First Time Out, were all their own. Here's Claire Fisher performing his composition, an early bop-influenced tune called Afterfact, on Nightlights. Pianist Claire Fisher, bassist Gary Peacock, and drummer Gene Stone performing Fisher's Afterfact from the 1962 album First Time Out. During the early 1960s, Claire Fisher was also working with Latin jazz vibraphonist Cal Jader and plugging into the rich harmonies and gliding rhythms of the bossa nova trends that were emerging in jazz. Two of his earliest and most successful ventures into bossa nova came in collaboration with alto saxophonist and flutist Bud Shank. In 2008, Shank told Jazzwax blogger Mark Myers, Clare was very adept at speaking Portuguese and Spanish. As a result, he knew a lot about the samba. When the bossa nova came to him through Charlie Bird and Stan Getz's recording Jazz Samba, Fisher was ready for it. What he did was exchange the guitar for a piano, which gave the music more of a jazz sound rather than a folk feel, making the bossa nova more appealing to jazz musicians compared with the constant guitar sound. We'll hear Fisher's tribute to Brazilian guitarist, singer, and bossa nova pioneer João Gilberto, as well as one of Fisher's most enduring compositions, Bud Shank and Clare Fisher on Nightlights. alto saxophonist Bud Shank and pianist Claire Fisher doing two Fisher tunes, Joao and Pensativa, from the CD Bud Shank, The Bossa Nova Years, both of those tracks recorded in 1962. I'll have more of the music of Claire Fisher, including something from a Bossa Nova record he did under his own name, in just a few moments. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music, DVDs, turntables, and more, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, and 100% fruit smoothies made with locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Extension, Claire Fisher in the 1960s on Nightlights. Playing the 1960s music of pianist, composer, and bandleader Claire Fisher on this edition of Nightlights. In addition to his piano playing, arranging, and forays into bossa nova, Fisher put out a big band record under his own name in the early 1960s, titled Extension. The album was a summation of many of Fisher's musical interests to that point, including classical composer Igor Stravinsky, folkloric records of African chants and drumming, polytonalism, and the progressive jazz of pianist Lenny Tristano and his pupils saxophonist Lee Konitz and Warren Marsh. And Fisher spent 4 months preparing charts for this album before going into the studio. The album also features soloing by the underrated tenor saxophonist and jazz education pioneer Jerry Coker. From Extension, here's Claire Fisher in a big band performance of his tune Ornithardi on Nightlights. Yeah. Claire Fisher-led big band performing two Fisher compositions, Bittersweet, featuring alto saxophonist Don Shelton, another musician with a connection to the Hi-Los, and before that, Ornithardi, featuring Jerry Coker on tenor sax, from the 1963 album Extension. By the mid-1960s, Claire Fisher had made a good name for himself in the jazz world, with Downbeat magazine critics voting him the arranger most deserving of greater recognition, and fans in the same magazine voting favorably for him in five different categories: piano, organ, arranger-composer, small combo, and big band, a tribute to Fisher's diverse talents. Around this time, he recorded two albums that showcased his interest in South of the Border jazz, a genre that he'd first begun to explore through his Latin American roommates and friends at Michigan State University, and one that he'd continue delving into for the rest of his career. We'll hear something from a 1964 album that was primarily a tribute to the music of Antonio Carlos Jobim, as well as this, a Claire Fisher composition that's become a modern jazz standard from his 1966 Latin jazz album Mantica, Claire Fisher and Morning on Nightlights. Claire Fisher performing Antonio Carlos Jobim's Sodanzo Samba from Fisher's 1964 album of the same name, an album that grew out of Fisher's very positive experiences playing for South American audiences on a United States State Department tour. Before that, Fisher's composition Mourning from his 1966 LP Manteca. After the 1960s, Claire Fisher would go on to win two Grammys, reunite with Cal Jader, and write for a number of high-profile R&B and pop artists, including frequent collaborations with Prince. He's used some of the money he's made from this work to finance his jazz projects, like the 20-piece brass band Claire Fisher's Jazz Corps. One final footnote, Fisher's relationship with his high school sweetheart ended when he was 20 because her mother didn't approve of jazzers. 43 years later, the two finally married. Claire Fisher doing Duke Ellington's I'm Beginning to See the Light on Nightlights.
Thank you.
I closed with Claire Fisher's big band performing Lenny's Pennies, featuring Warren Marsh on tenor sax and Gary Foster on alto sax, from Fisher's 1969 album Thesaurus. Before that, Fisher's orchestra doing Duke Ellington's I'm Beginning to See the Light, from Fisher's 1967 album America the Beautiful. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Nightlights. Special thanks to Daniel and to John Felser. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music, DVDs, turntables, and more. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, and 100% fruit smoothies made with locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. You can listen to other Nightlights programs and view playlists, jazz news, and commentaries on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich, executive producer. I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead. Thank you.